checked email. But are there certain tasks that are really good to delegate that are likely to come up as time sucks?
Yes, I would say when it comes to appointment setting, certain aspects of scheduling, again, really looking at what is it that really does not need not only the business owner to do it, but might not even need a human being to do it. And that kind of piggybacks on your earlier hint about automation. When you have an idea about where you're spending your time, how much time you're spending doing it, nowadays with technology, there are programs and platforms that can make some of these aspects of running a business so much more streamlined that it's absolutely incredible. Like when I started using, and I full disclosure, I'm not getting any payment for this, but I use Schedule Once for calendaring because I'm trying to calendar my podcasts. I'm calendaring networking coffees. I'm calendaring consultations with clients. And I suddenly became really aware of how much time I was spending in the back and forth. Are you available Monday at 2? No. How's Tuesday at 5? What about Wednesday at 3? And, you know, you want to tear your hair out. Because each one of those things, while you want to be of service and it's taking you away and it's distracting you from where you really need to be putting your attention. So instead, it's so easy just to say, okay, here's my schedule link. Find a date and time. And usually people do. It is very, very rare that someone says, I cannot make a single one of those times that you suggested. And that can easily save, what, an hour, 2 hours a week?